Taming the Brain. Chris Kyle. June 2023. All rights to this work are reserved. It is forbidden to quote, apart for promotional purposes, copy, reproduce, or publish any part of this work without permission from the publisher and the author. Acknowledgement. I would like to acknowledge Lata Chawla's contribution to this project. Lata and I initially worked on this material several years ago. Her contribution was invaluable and essential to completing all the material that is going into this series. She did so much, from discussing all the material before written, to major editing and material contribution, to doing all the graphics for each topic. Ultimately, I decided to re-edit and publish this material in a series of 15 small books. Initially, we had most of it in one large volume. Thank you, Lata. Introduction. This book, Taming the Brain, is the second in the 15-step plan to personal transformation series. It is designed to support you in fostering sustainable transformation that yields lasting change and meaningful results. This second book in the series, Taming the Brain, covers a foundationally essential reality and set of disciplines that are essential to the entire transformation process. The rest of the books in this series are listed with a description at the end of this book. Transformation is an opportunity. It is a pathway to dramatic growth that is birthed through uncovering and redesigning the underlying assumptions through which you live your life. If done well, it empowers you by leading to a profound shift in your ability to relate to yourself and others. It also empowers you to fully engage your heartfelt commitments with freedom and passion. Take the snake, for example. On average, they shed their skin 2 to 4 times per year, some as often as every 2 weeks. The process of ectasis, sometimes referred to as sloughing or molting, begins when the snake literally outgrows its skin. Unlike human flesh, snake skins don't grow with the animal. That means that as the snake grows, its own skin becomes constricting. Eventually, the skin becomes so tight that the snake physically cannot grow anymore. Not only does their skin impair their ability to live, it can also be a breeding ground for parasites that attach themselves to the scales. To continue their development, snakes begin growing a new skin directly underneath their old one. When the new skin is viable, the snake sheds its old skin, leaving behind any parasites that attach themselves. Ultimately, the transformation enables the snake to continue growing and ensures it does so in a healthy way. Going through life without acknowledging your underlying assumptions, the habitual, everyday reactions or beliefs you experience without consciously thinking about them, is equivalent to trying to move forward with restrictive skin or carrying parasites you're unaware of. Like parasites, these assumptions can affect the health of your life as a whole, causing you to carry conditions you may not even realize are harming your well-being, your goals, and your relationships. Think about it. Are there parts of your life that you're disappointed with? Areas where your growth seems to have stopped? Do you ever feel trapped inside a skin that no longer fits you? We as humans may not physically transform, but when we engage in practices like mindfulness, self-observation, self-reflection, reframing limiting internal conversations, contemplation, meditation, and taking effective action, we are forging a new way of being. We are giving our mindsets and our belief systems room to take new shape so that in turn, we begin to engage the world with a new, unimpaired perspective. Through a total of 15 books, the 15-step plan to personal transformation series is designed to support you in fostering sustainable transformation that yields lasting change and meaningful results. You can learn to shed the skin you've outgrown in favor of becoming more authentic. You can learn to dissolve conflict in a healthy, productive way. You can foster deep, meaningful relationships at home and in the workplace. You can lead a life in which you don't just survive, you flourish. If you have a desire to own your life, experience change that lasts, produce something that matters, and leave your mark on the world, this series is built for you.